town to town. Whenever there's trouble, he's there. No one knows where he comes from. No one knows where he's going. No one knows just what the heck it is he does for a living. But if you look like you need help, watch out. He's Grant Mercy. A stereotypical small town. A stereotypical small town diner. Grant pulls up in front in the Mercy Mobile, an unnaturally ordinary luxury sports sedan, and enters.
What can I get you, stranger?
Who, me? Oh, just a cup of coffee, I guess.
There you go. You're new around here, ain't you?
Just passing through.
Hey, Darlene, get me another damn slice of that there pie.
Hold your britches, slug. I'll get to you in a second.
Damn it, I want my pie now. I also want you to go out with me on a damn date like I've been hallucinating you've been promising me. Get over here and give me a damn smooch before I clobber ya.
Hey, mister, I'd back off if I were you. I don't think the lady's interested.
Listen, Mr. Busybody, did I ask you to go sticking your nose into this little piece of private business betwixt me and this here object of my unwanted affections? I got me half a mind to mop up the damn floor with your scrawny big city behind. Hold still now, and this'll only hurt for a few weeks.
I'd reconsider the irrevocable decision you're about to make if I were you.
Oh, you would you? Well, I got me a fist that'd have your name on it, if and I knew what it was.
The name's Mercy. Grant Mercy, you uneducated boor.
I don't want no fighting in here. Leave this nice feller alone, slug, before I have to call the sheriff on you again.
Ain't nobody putting me in the slammer again. And ain't nobody taking my gal away. I hope you like astronomy, because you're gonna be seeing stars.
You can't say I didn't warn you.
Mister, where'd you learn karate like that? He's out cold.
That doesn't surprise me, with all the drugs he has coursing through his bloodstream. Ah, just as I suspected.
What was old Slug doing with that big bag of powdered sugar taped to his belly?
That's not powdered sugar, Darlene. That's almost a pound of pure, uncut drugs. We know Slug here isn't the Mr. Big behind it. We've got to get to the bottom of it. Come on, Darlene.
Wait a minute. Who's gonna pay for this mess?
I have a credit card.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Let's get going.
Grant and Darlene run to the Mercy Mobile and spring into action. A short time later, at a secret hideout by the old concrete works.
Mr. Big, it wasn't my fault. This guy is on to us.
What guy?
This Grant Mercy guy. He wailed the tar out of me.
Boys, take care of Slug.
And now what, Mr. Big? What about this Grant Mercy guy?
Kill him.
Grant and Darlene cruise the streets of the small town seeking information.
I'm pulling over, darling. Let's talk to this punk with the greasy purple mohawk. Say, like, man, do you know where I can get a score of some, like, you know, drugs?
Easy on the shirt, dude. Like, sure, man, if you got the cash, I can tell you who the pusher is on this block.
You don't understand, man. Like, I've got $20,000 here that I just got out of that cash machine with my mysterious credit card. And I'm looking to score big. Get it?
Easy on the string vest, man. Why didn't you, like, say so? If you want that much stuff, we got to hook up with Mr. Ack.
Mr. Ack? Ah, I'm looking for Mr. Big.
Say, Grant, I think he's dead. Shot with a high-powered silencer from that passing black luxury car that's speeding off.
You know, I think you're right. Say, look at the bottom of his worn athletic shoes.
It looks like concrete dust.
There wouldn't happen to be an abandoned concrete works around here, would there?
Grant and Darlene speed off in the direction of the abandoned concrete works. Soon, they are there, crouched on a hillside, looking over the bad guy's hideout.
This is the place. Look at those guards pacing back and forth with high-powered semi-automatic weapons on the roof.
Oh, Grant, why do you have to get involved like this? This shouldn't be your problem. Why can't the police handle it?
I can't afford to take that chance. I'm afraid it's up to me.
And that's why I love you. Oh, Grant.
Darling. I wish I didn't have to, but I've got to go in. You stay right here and don't foolishly follow me inside.
Don't forget your gun.
All right, Mercy. Drop the gun or your girlfriend here gets it.
Darlene, I thought I told you to wait outside.
I'm sorry, Grant. I just wanted to help.
Put the gun down.
Okay. There, now, let her go.
Sorry, Mercy, but you've been interfering in my operation for too many episodes. Boys, get the chopper ready and take care of Grant Mercy for me.
Darlene, I should never have gotten you involved in this. You'll be all right. You've just got to be...
At the hospital, Grant works feverishly to remove the bullet lodged near Darlene's medulla oblongata.
Intracranial pressure drill. Cerebral forceps. Bone saw. Irrigating syringe. Suction. Seven-handle 11-blade scalpel. Gauze. Rondic sponge. She's hemorrhaging. Cautery.
We're losing her. EKG readings dropping fast.
Hold on, Darlene.
EEG becoming erratic.
Just a little more. There. I've done it. She's going to be all right.
Later, as Grant pushes Darlene around the hospital grounds in a wheelchair.
Oh, Grant, thank you for taking care of my medical bills with that credit card of yours. I can't wait until I get out of this hospital and my hair grows back. We're going to... What's wrong, Grant? Why are you looking at me like that?
Darlene, I have to be leaving now.
Leaving? But why?
Mr. Big is still out there on the loose. I can never stop roaming about until I've brought him before a grand jury to make him pay for what he's done. Until I've indicted him, I can never live a normal life. You've got to understand.
I understand. You have to do what you have to do. I'll never forget you.
I know.